Medford Superintendent of Schools Pat Sullivan joins us today as school is just around the corner. Start date coming up the end of this week. Let's talk about some of the things that got accomplished over the summer at the, not only at the high school, but the rest of the schools.
Well, as far as referendum projects, construction projects, you know, that that were, you know, were passed here in April, we put a new roof on the high school gym. If you went out to Stetsonville, we have a handicap accessible bathroom all ready to go out there. And then what you really don't see, you know, are things that are hidden up in the tiles. You know, a lot of HVAC work was done in Stetsonville and in some of the other buildings. So those were the two major, you know, maintenance type projects that, were done, you know, in the district. Other things really that were done that you don't see a lot. We held a lot of professional learning opportunities for our staff, and one of the new things we started doing this summer was we asked our staff if they have something that they are particularly confident in, you know, like a teaching strategy or some technology software and how to utilize it. We asked them to teach it to their colleagues. So we had, like I said, all kinds of opportunities for our staff to come in and many times learn from their colleagues about something they've been doing in their classroom and really felt, you know, worth sharing. And we felt too, administratively, we felt like, you know, other teachers should know about this. So that was, you know, that was something that was going on constantly. And on top of that, hiring, you know, we did have a lot of retirees. So there was a lot of interviewing going on. And,
I interviewed, last week. We talked with 18 new personnel.
Yeah. When you talk about, you know, teachers, aides, you know, secretaries, custodians, cooks. I mean, there's just a lot of, usually a lot of opportunities for, you know, new people. So, yeah, that was nice that the radio station invited them in and people get to know them a little better.
We'll be talking with them on our local news program, I think next week.
Okay.
Throughout the week, not only the Medford School District, but hopefully some other school districts around the area. I know I talked to some new ones at Rib Lake as well. Do you have anything, one real big thing about the new school year that, that maybe you want people to know about? Any great big thing?
Well, I think it's our, you know, kind of launching into this new, personalized learning spaces. And we're doing it in the elementary, the middle school, and the high school. And it's all about, you know, really figuring out how students learn best, each individual student. You know, one student might learn best, you know, working with their in a small group, or they might work best on their own, or they might work best with direct teacher instruction, and in trying to find those, you know, those opportunities or those ways that students learn best, and then providing that for them. You know, if you truly do learn this way better than you would another way, we want to try to make that happen. And each level, you know, we've done it in elementary and middle school and high school is a little different. Probably the biggest leap is the high school with the new schedule, where 2 days out of the week we'll have block classes. Those classes will be about 84 minutes long and they'll only have four in a day. And then the other 3 days of the week you'll have your seven or eight classes, you know, however that works with study halls. But the 2 days a week that we have these block classes, at the end of the day, on those days, the last 45 minutes, students are going to have a lot of choice.
It sounds like it would be an ideal way to teach. Are there any other schools that maybe have been doing this for a longer period of time that you can go back and look at and say, this is really working?
Yeah. We have looked at those. All last year, Jill Leibert and some staff members at the high school, along with Laura Lundy, the curriculum director, they toured some other districts around the state and even outside of the state. Chanhazen, Minnesota, that was a good one to look at. But yeah, we've looked at it. We've spent a lot of time talking about it with the board, and it is going to be exciting. And it is a leap. It's giving students a lot more responsibility than we have in high schools for the last 100 years. I mean, it's you walk into some classrooms and you'll see the difference in the way the furniture is set up and just the ability for students to move around the building freely at times. It's putting a lot in their hands, and we just know that that's probably preparing kids better for life after high school than maybe the old system, where you have to have permission and a pass to go everywhere. All of a sudden that ends when you graduate. This has given them a little bit longer, a little bit longer leash and saying, that's where you're going to be soon. So we're excited. We know there'll be some roadblocks like with any new venture, but overall it'll be a good thing.
Coming up, when do classes start for the Medford Area School District? The word from Pat Sullivan after this.